Mr. D. Roy, we are in for another episode of Death Piles and Taxes. How you been doing, my friend?
Man, I'm doing good. You got me a little anticipating, a little worried, a little excited.
Oh, God.
You promised good things come, so I'm just bracing for impact.
You know, like I said, we talk a lot of random stuff here on this. We talk taxes. We talk reselling. You know, we hopefully put a smile on your face. We talk our life. This is a lot of our glorified journal. Maybe one day I'll go back and listen to all these and you know, reminisce with my boy, D. Roy. But as a lot of the listeners, you've been a long-term listener. You know, Derek and I have been friends for a long time now. We started this podcast. It was a long time ago, man. I think we're 7 years into it now.
Yeah, your kid's growing. Like, I was thinking we had your son.
Yeah.
Used to come in the office and stuff, and he was on a few episodes.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, to me, it seems not that long ago, but that was, you know, 4 feet and some puberty ago. So,
yes, that was yeah. that was pre my last child. first couple of episodes, you know, we get into, you know, Angus MacGyver. That's the original. D. Roy sharing his information about selling stuff on eBay. We went into the deep dive. We always have our Halloween episodes with Derek's buddy Jim. I'm from Pahrump, Nevada. That's where I grew up. Aliens is a part of my background, Derek.
That's in your DNA. It's some might say.
It's in my DNA. I hope you know where this is going.
I'm happy now.
I know you are. There's no things that get Derek more excited than alien stories.
Weird stuff. I like it.
I know you do, and so do I. That's why we're friends. So like I said, I grew up in Pahrump, Nevada, and then I went to college. I lived in a house called the morgue. Not going to dabble down too many things, but
it's all been, we've talked about all this. They go back and listen.
Seen some weird stuff in my life.
Go back through the archives. We've talked about all this.
And the one thing that we really glazed over, you know, there's a lot of things that happened in COVID. A lot of things that our government said aliens were real. Let's just be honest here.
Let it in.
Like what? So.
Teenage boy on prom night.
Just like, let it in there. That being said, I had a great opportunity. I went down to Kanab, Utah yesterday with some friends working on the wheelchair project. You ever been down to Kanab?
I have.
Really cool place. I'd never been there before.
Yeah, a good little golf course down there.
Yeah.
Best friends, animal sanctuary.
I saw them yesterday.
Yeah, it's down there.
We were down there for our wheelchair conference. We're down there for the trails conference, you know, a bunch of different municipalities, areas, me talking about making new, you know, bike trails, hiking trails, all kinds of different opportunities for people to get outside. That being said, we stayed in a retro motel. You ever stayed in a retro motel?
I have stayed in retro motels, yes.
Now, Derek and I growing up, whenever we did get to travel, which was few and far between, whether it was sleeping in the truck with, you know, Dad, or staying at the Mezpaws or the Clown Motel in Tonopah, Nevada. If any of you haven't stayed in a motel, it's very the way it used to be. You know, in the, you know, 40s, 50s, 60s, when America became this, you know, the interstate system came in, you know, people would take the back roads because there was no real interstate system.
That was the road.
It was the road. It was just the road. You know, now they call it the old highway. No, back then it was just the highway. Stayed a place down there. Really nice. It was really nice. You know, they kind of took in their feel. You know, they had like a little retro fridge there. Really, I really liked it. It's a nice place.
Take the family there someday.
Yeah, take the family there someday. I can't. The problem is Brian booked it all. I can't even remember what it's called.
Yeah, the John Wayne Festival down there.
Oh yeah, like all kinds of walked
Kaboom Days.
Yeah, walked down the street and they saw like the little Hollywood Saw your buddy Ronald Reagan, old Ronnie. They showed his little picture of, I think it's called Death Valley Television or something. Some old westerns. I mean, all the old westerns were filmed down there.
They had that river that was the Rio Grande and a lot of the movies.
See, there you go. Yeah, you know what. You know what we're talking about. I'd never had the pleasure of being down there before. We had the first opportunity to go to the Coral Pink Sand Dunes. And, you know, again, we're a wheelchair company. Our job is to make videos. So I hiked my happy little hiney up that hill, back and forth, made some amazing videos. One of the most strenuating exercises I've probably done in years, which reminded me of, I'm definitely going to work on my health, my physical well-being. So after that, I was really tired. You know, that was day before. Went in, you know, got there to the retro motel pretty early, and they had this. I had to take a shower because there was sand all over me. It's like the most glorified sandbox you could ever get into, and sit down, kind of relax. They had the TV, and they didn't have like a TV box. Like they just had antenna TV, okay, which I haven't seen for a long, long time. Now you get like channel 4.53 and channel 4.7. And
so it was at least digital.
Oh, yeah. It was digital. So I turned it on, and this was probably about 9:55. Just turned it on, trying to go through the channel, see if there's anything I recognize. Murphy Brown was on there. A lot of these, shows you kind of grew up with. I think the Cosby Show was on one of them.
I'm not so sure about that.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe Cheers.
Norm flipped it on, and I'm thinking, do I dare? The X-Files came on.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, boy.
You go grab your buddy Ryan? Was it Ryan? No, it was...
it's Brian.
Brian.
Yeah.
Brian with a...
Yeah, first favorite Brian.
He's moved out. I heard him say my first favorite Brian in a little bit.
So yes. So, sit down, and I just kind of one of those things, just turned it on. I'm like, do I dare? Like, I'm in Kanab. I'm by myself in this hotel. It's kind of late at night.
I have a weirder hotel. It's not your standard, just late.
I'm not staying at the Marriott. You know, this is, so I dared.
Good for you.
I dared. I watched me a whole entire hour episode because once it got on, like I couldn't, I had to know what happened. I had, and at one point, like the TV had kind of went out and I'm like, oh no.
They set the hook.
Oh no, they are here for me. So, just quick backstory. I'm going to try and slim it down so you can see where my mind was the whole time. Scully and Mulder, Mulder, I don't even know where it picked up, but it was like well into the series. Scully and Mulder hadn't been partners for a little while. I think Mulder had kind of probably done some things that got him ousted. He's kind of on the outside looking in, and they got this phone call about a guy that had gotten burned to death, and they found him off the ocean. And of course, what do you think it could be?
Well, it could be many things, and probably where you're leading me is aliens.
Alien-infested virus. It's
pre-COVID.
The oil company. Oh, yeah, this is pre-COVID. Yeah, this is like 1995.
Yeah, they just let us know what was coming our way.
That's why I was weirded out, man. I'm telling you. So it was kind of this thing. They found this body, and Mulder's like, oh, yeah, we're going to investigate this. The FBI didn't want him to, so like, another guy that kind of replaced him.
Sure, that's our. You don't need to be coming in on our project.
It was kind of this thing. So Mulder basically says, oh, I'm going. So it's like this offshore drilling place. And so he goes out there unbeknownst to the other guy. He wasn't really supposed to go, but he was going to find out the case. So what happened is the alien virus came and infested all of these guys that were on the shore or on the the off drilling site, and Mulder was trying to figure out like how you could tell, because they're normal human beings but they're infested with the virus, and the only way you get the virus is they look at you, their eyeballs all turn bloody, and then they drip it down into your mouth. That's where I was getting a little scared.
By that point, it's too late to do anything about it.
That's where I was at. I was already, the hook was set. And I was staying to the end.
Well, I'm proud of you because I don't know if a lot of people know. I think we mentioned it a little bit, but We like to give Adam a hard time, especially when it comes to spooky or scary stuff. He's usually all out.
So. Oh, I'm always all out.
Well, it sounds like this time was an exception. Eyeballs bleeding and falling out of people's eyes.
Oh, and then
spooky.
Dripping in. And once it gets in your mouth, that's how you become an alien. So Mulder kind of knew that. And there was one guy on the ship who hadn't been infested. Here's the best part. Okay. So they're trying to figure out. They figured out that the guy whose body was burned, he was really like the other guys burned him because he didn't get infested. Like he didn't, the virus didn't hit him. Like the aliens knew that how somehow he didn't get it. Oh, baby, here's where, and this is, I'm tying it, it's a full circle. So apparently they said that this guy was Hispanic, but they were able to run his DNA. Scully was doing this back at the lab.
Back at the base.
And that was the problem. Like they kept trying to blow up the communication thing at the off-rig drilling, so they couldn't really, you know, communicate that well. Apparently, the guy who had been infested's DNA, he was really not Hispanic, but he was like a very indigenous tribe out of a small area in Navajo in Arizona. And I thought, whoa, how did this happen? So they didn't know that because of this guy's DNA, he didn't really get infested with the virus. So then that's what happened is there was one other guy on the rig that they found who was hiding from all the aliens. And they were able to find him. And then they jump off because then the whole rig blows up. And then I'm like, and then just magically the next scene is everything's okay again.
Like that.
Wow.
I like how everything's okay.
Wow. I am telling you, like, that full circle, not going to lie, might have said a little, am I doing the right thing here? Should I keep watching? Please protect me from the alien.
Do I need to finish this?
Do I need to finish this?
That's the perfect place for aliens to come and get
you. Oh, you ain't kidding me.
I mean, you're not, your family's not around. You're on a business trip. You've been out, you know, in the desert, kind of playing in the sand.
Yeah.
You just went missing the next day. That's a great mystery.
It happens.
And it's like, where's Adam? I don't know.
And then the problem is nobody be able to find me because there's no milk cartons anymore. So how are they going to put my picture on the side?
I'd come looking for you.
Okay, well.
Let me know. I'd come looking. I'd investigate everybody you were with. I'd threaten the guy down the lobby. I'd be like, well, you got surveillance cameras, don't you?
Yes.
I'd say that.
So I will.
I'd be pretty bold.
You do your due diligence.
Yeah. But ultimately, if it's alien, I can't compete with that.
So it the episode ended, the next one came on. I'm like, you ain't getting me twice. Shut that right off.
It's time to go to bed.
That's right. That's what it was. So.
I didn't think about it one bit after that.
No, I had to.
Until now.
No, I really didn't. I you know, I'm able to put things off in my brain. So that.
Pulled out the rosary.
Oh, yes. Pulled out the rosary, the yarmulke, the
holy water, the
Buddha,
Methuselah.
Oh, I'll take them all, man. Every one of them to keep me safe. So that's my story, D-Roy, is I went down the path of aliens again, and I'm not going to lie. They're still out there, man.
There's something to it. It's just, some people just don't care, and I don't understand. Life's kind of, you need things every now and again to spice things up.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to get just caught in your rut and just go about things. Like, the mysteries in life are what make it kind of fun for me. And whether that's, you know, an alien story, a Bigfoot, you know, is there ghosts? Is there not? Is there, you know, the Loch Ness Monster? Like, all these kind of things. It's just fun to think about and have just kind of, for me, in the back of my head, like, the possibilities. You know, who knows? But it's just, but like you say, the government came out and disclosed it in the middle. They wait for all this other stuff to come on. They're like, yeah, that wasn't us. I don't know. It was UABs, they call them now.
Yeah.
Yeah, not UFOs. And, it's like, yeah, that wasn't our technology. I don't know.
And one of the other biggest conspiracies that have ever happened, I believe it just came out that it wasn't the guy that shot John F. Kennedy. That's not the guy who shot John F. Kennedy. Like, you know, the more things that come out, it kind of makes you open up, you know, like what's really going on. So... I know. I heard that. That's what got me. That's what got me. The music is what got me, D-Roy.
I don't know if kids nowadays, I don't know what they're watching as much, but I don't know if there's not like a good, like there used to be about every week that the X-Files would come on.
Oh, yeah.
Or that kind of thing. And now things are, it's just different.
But that's the thing is there's no fact checking. Like you got to remember back then, like The internet, like, it really didn't exist.
It's
like,
pretty infamous.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but it didn't really... It didn't really become something till the late 90s, even most people, you know, the .com. But prior to that, like, it was gospel. Somebody said it. It's like, did it really happen? Like,
well, here's the other part. And we kind of talked about this in the group chat a little while ago. But there were certain stories and things that you heard in Nevada. We heard here.
Yeah.
Cousins, other places. Everyone heard the same stories.
How did it happen?
But how did people... I mean, because you know, word of mouth, the telephone game, things change.
Yeah.
But we have the exact same details, the exact same stories, but somehow all the kids around the nation, I don't know, world, but, you know, I'm not going to get into them, but, you know, there are certain just things that ended up being...
Skinwalkers?
Ended up
snipes?
Just, you know, ended up being like urban legends.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Billy Corgan was on Small Wonder.
Oh, yeah.
Things like that. And he wasn't.
And the internet didn't exist.
Yeah, it was the urban legends.
It was newspaper and what came on you know, channels 2, 4, and 5.
Yeah, most of us weren't reading the newspapers, and we're not watching the news at that point.
And again, back then, that wasn't really that great of, you know, compared to today, the technology of, you know, it's like, oh, take a picture of that, or you can film it. Like, that didn't exist.
No, if you took a picture, and, man, I'm old, I guess is where this comes to. Let's think of back, like, in my early 20s, you know, digital cameras, it's kind of like you're saying with the internet,
yeah.
They existed, but they were like 10 grand.
Oh, it's yeah.
Crazy. You had to have some special SD card, and, like, I remember the first time I saw one, I'm like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to develop it, but, yeah, if you had a camera, it might be a fun saver, you might have got a nice camera, depending mm-hmm. who you were, but you take a picture... And you'd hope that it turned out.
Oh, yes.
But you wouldn't know.
Until you got it developed.
For weeks, you'd have to go get it developed once you did the whole roll.
Yeah.
And you had to pay for it to be developed, so you usually didn't do the 24 quick turnaround.
Oh, no. Like, you had to wait.
Send it out for a week or two, and you'd get them back, and you'd go through it, and you might have, what, 24 or something
like that?
Yeah,
it was 24. Closures.
And sometimes you got some great pictures, and sometimes you're like, what was that?
You're hoping for 50%.
Yeah, what's this? Oh, and somebody took your camera, took a few pictures, and you're like, well, that was a jerk move.
Just like putting jelly beans on your pizza plate.
That's a jerk move. Well, jelly beans are at least a sweet treat to come back to. You get back to some other pizza. Yeah. They're not always pleasant. So
you got some question marks.
Yeah, you know, Walmart had the whole section of stores where their whole thing was film development.
Yeah.
I mean, now that's the thing, like, so far, it makes you feel old.
No, it does.
Stuff like this. It's yes. like, it wasn't real. It doesn't feel, but it was.
Doesn't feel like it was that long ago. And then... Even take it back another measure as you look at, you know, your dad and even grandma, look at now what their lifetime is. You know, think about what they went through, what now we've went through. You know, that it's just, it's amazing at how fast technology has changed, even in the last 3 years with ChatGPT, with, you know, the ability on eBay to, you know, take a picture, it scans it for you. Going back and back and back and back. Oh,
yeah. When we started the show, if you had said, you know, within a half a decade, you're going to be able to take a picture of the sports card, and it's going to tell you what it is, auto-populate, show you all the details and stuff, and give you the pricing details.
Yeah.
There'll be this button you can push here that will make a white border and eliminate the background. And well, you know, that's pretty optimistic.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be great. But it sounds futuristic.
Yeah, but the problem is...
the right description for you.
Yeah.
You
know? But then, and again, that's kind of the problem is it's like, you know, going back to your, you know, AI, like how good is it? How bad is it? I'm still waiting for these flying cars. Like I was promised my board and we're not there. You know what I mean?
So here's the other weird thing. This is a weird show. they know what's being developed and you can kind of see what's coming that way. Why'd they throw out the flying car? Because I remember had the Scholastic News Reader or something like that, like the second or third grade.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, visions of the future.
Oh, yeah.
There's the flying car, and had two people sitting in there playing chess.
Yes.
And not even having to drive. And taking there, like, estimated by the year 20, the year 2000. Or something like that.
2020.
I'm like, oh, I didn't have to learn how to drive, really. I mean, I probably will have a novelty. This is a, you know, second grader. I'll probably have a driver's license just because you want to do it on weekends and something to do, but I don't even have to learn how to do all that forward to my career. But yeah, they probably flying. And it's like, why don't they just say, you know, you'll have phones in your hand that can transmit, you know,
Inspector Gadget, that guy was way ahead of his time, man.
Well, you know, or the Star Trek transporter.
Oh, like, yeah.
I think they had some in their hands. I'm not the biggest Trekkie. Spoiler alert.
Beam me up, Scotty.
Live long and prosper. But yeah, they had to kind of see what's coming. The internet, if you said, I mean, Back to the Future, where they had the video calls.
Oh, yeah.
But I guess they could kind of see which way the puck's going. I don't know how much they knew was going to actually come out, but the flying car is a disappointment.
Still waiting on that.
And, you know, I think a lot of it is Big Oil, if we want to get into it.
Yeah.
Trying to keep the man down. And we could meet him.
How do we not have a car that runs on salt water? Like,
so, yeah. I mean, there's always these stories. You never know the truth of them, but it's always some guy developed it, and they either pay him off or they kill him. I mean, that's, you know, they take the patent and bury it. Or they just, you know, guys going to a conference to meet with investors and never shows
that's
up.
That's right. There's a lot of deep, dark holes.
And who knows, what's the truth and what's just the urban legend. I don't know. But
and we're only here to discuss these. Don't use this for your financial planning.
Somebody's like, I thought this was reselling and tax podcast. Heard this episode today.
You're going to need to put a disclosure on this.
Save this one for Halloween. I don't know.
Oh,
we missed out with our buddy Jim last year.
Yeah, I just wanted to. I knew that this was a total, you know, curveball. You would have never have expected this coming into this show.
I never expected Adam to say he watched anything remotely kind of spooky in this day and age.
Full episode of the X-Files.
He said he wanted to go watch the Minecraft movie because it's a little spooky for him.
Oh, no, I'm not watching that stuff. I don't need some chicken robot jockey to, you know, get all excited about.
Although you do like to throw popcorn in theaters.
I do. I am a popcorn thrower. So that being said, my friend, there are two things in life that are certain, and that would be
death files and taxes.
We're well within our rights, the easy song. We're aware the preaching copyright is wrong. With lots of dedication, we've researched the legislation, and this music has nowhere else it belongs. Derek is the king of death piles, and Adam does his taxes all the while. Death piles and taxes, selling stuff online in between. And taxes, no copyright infringement to be seen. Derek is the king of death piles, and Adam does his taxes all the while. Taxes, selling stuff online in between. Death files and taxes, no copyright infringement. To